Zeche Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, we're going to say good morning. Okay, today we're continuing packet Tess Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh packet Tess. We're on to page 16 and 17, the Shut Beis Yehuda. So yesterday we were discussing the different psakim from the Radvaz regarding Pikuach Nefesh, the old shaila about the Nevela, etc., and then about question of the Rofe saying one thing and the Chola saying another thing, and how those two things, and when, and the fact that we give credence to the Chola, even though the Rofe might say contrary to what he's saying. Okay. So today, let's go now to page 17, to the Shaila, and the Shaila Sechuvah's Beis Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Ayish. Okay. So take a look here on page 17. Says the Shaila Nuntes. The Shalti, the Chola Shaya Mesukon, Ukvar Alav. Acholi. Wait, let me turn on the light. 1 second, sorry. Karvi Yitzias HaNefesh. In other words, the person is terminally ill. He's Karav to Yitzias HaNefesh. Vayam Bein HaShmashos Shal Motzoi Shabbos. And it's the end of Shabbos. Bein HaShmashos of the end of Shabbos. And he's in a Beis Ofel. He's in a dark house, a dark room. Lo yodu malasos lo, ki lo ro or, and it's dark, and he's a terminally ill. So, ubo hashcheinim lishol imutar lahadlik lo as haner. Could we put on the light a fire for him? Still Shabbos, bein hashmashos, it's sofik Shabbos. So, are we allowed to light the? Well, we discussed that, you know, maybe according to some opinions that if you hold sutra, so maybe, things that it will help him for his yishuv hadas, things like that. Tishavti lehem de mutter. He says that it's mutter. Again, and even though l'chora, he's a terminally ill patient. So, l'chora, when you light turn on the lights for him, there was not electricity there. You light a fire. It's not going to save his life. He's terminally ill, whether he has the light or doesn't have the light. So, one hand you could say, so why is this anything to do with pikuach nefesh? It's not going to help to save his life. Or do we say, no, it's but still, yisuve daita, like we've discussed in the past. So he says, v'yishavti lehem demutar, v'yizrizu mehera, chushalo, lo yamodu. It's so interesting. He says, you should do it quickly. In other words, I guess there might be a thought to say, it's Shabbos is almost over anyway. So let's wait another 20 minutes, and it'll be over. So why should we? So he's saying, no, do it right now. Don't wait a second. Wow. Kama hashas Allah Amar Mar Vim Haisa Tzricha Lener V'chulim Pshita Perish Rashi that Pikuach Nefesh Doch HaShabbos Umshani Lo Tzricha B'Suma Mandu Tehme Kevin Lo Chazia Osir. Even a Suma that doesn't see, still Kamashmal Yisuvei Meis V'Daite. There's even a Suma has Yishuv Hadas, right, the Gemara says that the light's on. Because then he thinks that if there's light, that someone else could see if I need something, and they'll do it for me. So if you tell a blind person that we just turned on the light, he has Yishuv Hadas. So certainly this person was not blind. The high hadlakas haner b'chol inyan muteris afal pish ein sham shum refuah b'guf or haner. There's no refuah in the. It's not gonna. He's a terminally ill patient, so it's not gonna help that there's that the light is on or not. It's not a refuah. B'chol inyan muteris afal pish ein sham refuah b'guf or haner b'kol bokmos shetei hayoledes ba'feila he v'chaverta mitzta'eris harbe. He wrote to Liros Ayin Ba'ayin B'mnei Adam HaYoshivu Lefanei. In other words, a person's giving birth, or gave birth. You know, she still makes her feel good if she could see people. V'yeshla b'zeh nachas ruach. You have nachas ruach. Uva hader ha'or. If you don't, you lack of light, yeshla admas nefesh. You have the Hashas, the Gemara there in Shabbos, in Perek Mefanin, host of Lahatir Afil Besuma. We matter to turn on a light even for a blind person. And he's not seeing the light at all. But he has, knowing that the light was turned on, gives him Hachovas Adas. Iki Yisuvidait, Iki Midi Chazi Chaver. So if a woman who just gave birth, who could see, Tama hetusha lokal mushum nachas ruach, so she's going to get nachas ruach, shel hayoledes, kishe tehei roa v'niris. I feel ena tzricha l'shum davar, de l'shtamish l'or haner. Right. She doesn't really need it, but you feel good. You feel good. Ha'isha suma she'ein lo hanor maria or aner tam ha'heta mishum yisu v'daita. So also nachas ruach yisu v'daita came lo olam adlikim aner li'isha ha'yosheves, page 18. Ala mashver, a woman who's on the birthing table, and we could light the candle for her. You don't have to know the exact reason. You madlik. That's an expression that no one ever challenged that. Was the lashon in the Gemara in Shabbos says im haisat tzricha laner madlikim los haner. Right, so you might think she has to really want it. She says no. In other words, you might think it means that we have to know exactly why she wants it, and then we could. So he says no. You don't have to know that. Have a mustam ei madlikin el ratzolam lafuki im haya yom she'ena tzricha ner. Olaylo, makom sheisham there. Aval kol shehoisa beganav beis ova ol belaylo bechol inyan madlikim in sham shum or lo lo aner v'lo or halavana. So as he says, it only means to say that if it's the daytime, she doesn't really need it, or if it's nighttime and there's already a ner there. But if it's a situation where someone might need a nair, we just do it. We don't. Smash with you don't even have to ask her. You just do it. If it's something, that, if it's already the daytime, the room is lit up already, so then, okay, you know, it's not... Tzrichim just means tzrichim in a general sense, but not that she's specifically saying, I need the ner, I want the ner. Because it's already considered a given that a person would have Yishuv Hadas or Nachas Ruach or, you know... somebody once told me that he was once in this person, an older man. He was in a hard situation in life. So whenever it would be a rainy day in the morning, so there was a friend of his who was always giving him a phone call, because he knows that he's in a hard situation. When you wake up in the morning and it's rainy, it's this and that. You know, you don't feel good. You know, it's, as it is, it's nice to wake up and the sun is shining, etc. So he would always, this friend would always call him, you know, on a rainy day, because he knew on a rainy day he needs a little extra chizuk. So even you don't have to ask questions. It's a given. So here, even to Michal Shabbos. Wow. The Magen Avraham said, asked a question, Simon Shinlam, it's if Kod Meis. We call Mokam Tarchi, Lam lay the time in the Meis of Adaita. Why do you have to say it's Yishuv Hadas? Hello, Tzrichim, had Lokas and there, Liros Masha Tzricha. Don't you need, you know, to be Madlik the Nair to see what she needs? Okay, Ladini Lukasha, the Pshita, the Mhim Tzrichim, Lor, Kede Liros Masha Hit Tzricha. He says, if we need to actually see what she needs, that's obvious that that's mutter. That's obvious. Vada medlikin. Davi b'chal pikuach dev. Doch Shabbos. Yesh lo hanor. Yesh lo hanor beria. Davi b'chal pikuach devish. Welcome. But the chiddush is, even in cases where we don't need that for us to know what she needs, it's just for the Yishuv Hadas. It's good also. The Hashem Matir Mchol Inyan. Afilu Yadaru Vaday She'en Tzricha L'Klum. Ma'she'enkei L'Fum Hachtayim B'Shakos Sevarav Zebor. Shachachno Hadlokas Anem Rastav La'Olam Madlikin. You don't have to ask questions. It's just in a case where it's daytime anyway, so the light really doesn't do anything, so okay. So that you won't be madlik. So that tzrichalo means that mistama de milsa, tzrichalo. Even without asking questions. And then he says, v'nei midin ha'yol, next paragraph, v'nei midin ha'yoled ha'sheitiu l'gaba hadlaka saner, lomad rabbeinu l'sharchol ha'sheish mosakana. There's not only Yoledis, any cholish yeshivot sakana. Madlikinos, the Rambam says, Madlikinos aner, mechamel fanos aner. Kol shadover, kavi cholish yeshivot sakana, make a chol choladvarn. Because Rambam magid, mechamel aner, etc. Shali chloma shemavur, aner bnei cholish yeshivot pator, perisham the cholish yeshivot sakana, etc. So that's a given. And then he writes, go a little further down. First one on the line is Bechol Inyan. And that line, he says, because if we need the light to be able to do things for the Chola, that's obvious, that's Mutter. The Pshit of the Mutter. But even if we're not doing anything for the Chola, there's nothing to do. But still, madlikim mishum diyesh hanah gedol olchol hamasukan sheyir and svivav krova va'ovav. There was another reason is that the relatives are there. It's a deathly ill person, and the relatives are all there, and you can light up the room so the chayla could see the relatives. That's enough to mechal Shabbos. Wow, that's enough to mechal Shabbos.
Even if the relatives
Ein lechalik. Kam tsvich hab yoshim leider shei samach litzia sa nefesh. He krov po gudos ge tel side of a video krishma lote sa nefesh ru kha beva yos he lebat min arts. Okay. And even a cholah that doesn't know what's so much what's going on could be mutter. Ein lechalik. Then he writes, "Ba'agav nirlanias daiti." The last paragraph. The daktek on mashakosav a magid mishter. B'din hayoledes the daito rabbeinu. Right, we discussed this before. That the Ramban shita is that you always do things with a shinui, and the Ram shita is you only do a shinui by your yoledes. Right, that was the Rambam shita. Because Yoledis, most Yoledis are not Pesachana, and therefore it's Derech HaTeva, etc. Then he says, because of Rabbeinu Reish Perek Beis, Dechui Hi Shabbos at Eitzel Tzakonis Nefashos. Because of Maran, Rabbeinu Pasuk Kamadomer Dechuya, V'lo Hutra. Kevin Deiru Ela Dechuya, V'anei Kol Mad Tzorechim Lamed B'Heter Avdinan, Im Eini Kuv, V'Sheres B'Dover. Right, the Rambam says dechuyehi. So that means l'chora, if you could do it in a way that wouldn't be docha Shabbos, that you should, unless it's going to procrastinate, that kind of on our hazar zeri mishubach, etc. So he says, "Alma the gam b'chola im efshar." First word on the line is efshar. Efshar lasos adover beheter. Ein lan l'chal al Shabbos. Vayinu b'tam na Shabbos duchuy, etc. Vani omer da magid mishne b'vad hecha chagir sashi kav gam kosim b'hecha shani mimash lo hizki rabbeinu din shina gam b'chola sheish bo sakana. It's a hechra gomer. So the words, the question is, the Rambam only has the din shinoi by Yoledis. Not by any other chola. So it's mashma that by other chola, you don't have to do a shinoi. But the question is why? If the Rambam is holding that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, then you should have to do a Shinui. So he answers, and we saw this once before, Nir Lani as Daiti, the last four lines. Yashi de Muchrach Shiyasa also Dover Hakoponim Mutal Asosu Becholo below Shinui. Oh, Esha Shalom Dogibo Yad Eliyahu Asosu Beheter. Only the Akum below Ikhur Vikhur Hagar the Kural Amrina the Kuyam for the Hutra. So, what is he saying? That if you have to do this thing that you're doing, so you don't need a shinui. The mucher shiyase also dover al kolponim muter lasosu b'chola below shinui. Avam ersher shelo tiga bo yad ele yochol lasos b'heter oli de akum below ichur v'ikur v'hagav nukul yam amina d'chuyev lo hutra. So before he said, Dechuya Hishamah, says in Sakana Tzavashos. And then he says, of course, if it's Dechuya, you should need a Shinoi. But then the Rambam seemingly says that it's only by Yoledis you have to do Shinoi. So that's the Kasha. The Rambam only brings the din of Shinoi Bayoledis, but yet he says Pchuach Nefesh is Dechuya. But if it's Dechuya, that means that every Cholashe Yeshbo Sakana, you should have to do a Shinoi. So what's the Pshat? So these are the four lines. Let's read it again. Nirlan Yazdak, the last four lines of Yashim. The Muchrach Sheyasa Oso Dover Al Kolpanim. In other words, whatever you have to do, you have to do it. Mutal Asosa B'chola B'lo Shinoi. Because if it's something that you're going to have to do, then you can do it even without a Shinoi. That's why I said, you know, the post can say, when the Torah speaks, Rav Harfin is to say for Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Abadi, these all say that the Torah always speaks about, whenever the Torah speaks about anything, it's always speaking about doing it in the normal way. It's like when it's speaking about not to eat treifa, it means don't eat treifa in the normal way. Shaloka derech achila, that's only drabana. The Torah is not speaking about that. The Torah always speaks about doing something in the normal, whenever it speaks about it, it means the normal way. So if there's a din of pikuach nefesh, shalchor, it means you can do it in the normal way, even if you hold the chuya. Because you're going to have to do it. If you're going to have to do it, the Torah says, there was pikuach nefesh, so it means, if I'm going to have to do it, I can do it in the normal way, even if the chuya. Even if the chuya. Halom efshe shalot tagia bo yad. But if it's a possibility that I don't have to get involved, El Yochel Asosu Beheter or El Yidei Akum, where it can be done, you don't necessarily have to be Mechal Shabbos, or it can be done El Yidei Akum. So then we say the Chuya V'Lohutra. But you see, he's saying like this, that when we say Shabbos is the Chuya, if you're not the one who has to be involved. So meaning that you don't have to do it, because either you could do it in a way that there's no Chil Shabbos at all. Forget Shinoi. No Chil Shabbos. Or there's a guy there. In other words, normally we say, if you hold the Chuya, you always have to try to get out of it. So he says, that's not exactly true. He says, in other words, the Chuya means... Meaning, like this, if you have to, if there's no other Eitzah, but you have to do it, so then you can do it even without a Shinoi. But, if it has to be done by, but if you don't have to do it, because it can be done by Heter, or you can have a guy do it, so then you don't have to be involved. So then we say dechuya. You should get the goy. In other words, you should get the goy, so you shouldn't be out of the problem. But once you have to do it, and you don't have a goy there, and you're going to have to do it, so then, once you do it, then it's hutra. He's saying dechuya is only if you could be able to send it off to someone else. So you can, if you have to send it off to someone else, So then, since it's Tuchuya, send it off to someone else. But if there is no someone else, then it's you, then it's Hutra, even according to the Shitas of Tuchuya. Fascinating. And that's the idea that I think Rav Harfinus, and based on Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Badi, that Rav Ochanan, Rav Moshe, that the Torah speaks, anytime the Torah speaks about something, it speaks about doing it in the normal way. That's the famous Rashi in Shabbos, Tandaf Lamites, by Bishul Bachama. Why is Bishul Bachama mutter? You take an egg, a raw egg, and you put it out in the sun, and the sun cooks it. So it's mutter. You're not allowed to do Bishul on Shabbos. The answer is that's not... that the Torah only asks it to do it in the normal way. When it's not the normal way, the Torah didn't ask it. Or at least Midaraisa. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush here that the Rambam Shita, the Rambam never brings down the din of Shinoi, only by Yoledis. So if a person is a Cholashe Yeshbo Sakana but not a Yoledis, then The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't require Shinoi. But why? He paskins the Chuya. And if it's the Chuya, that means you should always try to get out of it. So so this Beis David is a fascinating, Beis Yehuda rather, Yehuda Ayish is a fascinating pshat. That means that the Chuya means if there's someone else there, so give it to him and you won't have to get involved. But if there's no one else there, and you're going to do it, so then the Torah says you can do it either way. Not everyone agrees with this. I mean, the Rav Yoh we saw the other week that says no, that there's a chiv to do it b'shinoi, and that's a lot of time. That's the Ramah, that the chiv to do it b'shinoi if it's there. And he's saying that he doesn't. I mean, when did he live in contrast to when the Ramah lived? Let's look it up in your Wikipedia. Yehuda Ayish, no. Ezra, when did he live in terms of when the Ramah lived? Yeah, anyone helping me? Rav Moshe Issalus. What?
I'm looking it up.
Rav Moshe Issalus versus Rav Yehuda Ayish.
Rav Moshe Issalus was born in 1530 and died in 1572. He was born in Krakow.
Okay, so 1530 to 1550, right, he was only 42 years old.
Yeah, right? He's very young. When
he passed away. That's fascinating. The Ramah was only 42 years old. And Rav Yehuda Ayish?
Rav Yehuda Ayish.
Yeah, I found it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, who's speaking?
It was 1688 to 1760.
So it was much later.
Yeah, it was 150 years.
Yeah. And he was where? Where did he live? Yudaish?
Algeria.
Algeria. Okay. But that's what he says. Aval yochol lasos beheter al yidei akum lo yichrim dechuyv lohutra. Timuchach sheyasa oso dover al kol ponim mutar lasosu becholu belo shinoi. Because once you have to do it, then the Torah says it's mutter. Pikuach nefesh is mutter. And that's hutra, l'kul yama. The only concept of the chuya is if you could be able to shift it to someone else. That's a fascinating idea that we usually don't assume like that because we are, you know, the Ramah held not that way, but that's what he says. Okay. So let's look now in the Hari B'Samim. In the Hari B'Samim, on page 20, in the bottom. Nechtovo higiani b'ishecha milavov she'ayashama v'bayilov telegram milavov be'erv Shabbos achar tzarayim b'bengilo chola mesukon. So this Rav got a telegram from Mechola Masukun to Takif Le Alma. He's terminally ill. Shemavake Sheyove Elov Ubam Sheyelov So Im Yochel Utsoa Im Haban Elov V'Shabbos. So in other words, so this Rav is who's the Rav here? Rav Yecheskel Frankel. He's the Rav that's asking the Shaila. In other words, there's a man in Lvov who got a telegram on Shabbos from somebody that he wants him to come right away. So could he take the train, to go? Pitziva Amora Lishol Shainis Alidei Telegram Nochutz Lachola. So then he said, how important is it that you come? So he says that he really wants him. He really, really wants him, and he's terminally ill. So can he go on the train, right, on Shabbos? So the person who was asked the shaila said it's mutter. So now they want to ask the Hari Besamim what his opinion is. He says, "Hine mishulchan aruch b'vur decholad dekafel v'alma v'amashi shachul bad krovav." Shari liskor nochri b'shava she'ele charem shelo titrav daito alof. Hagos ashri perk test above a basra. So he says that the Hagos ashri says that somebody who that they send after their relatives, he could hire a nochri and to go. He says, "V'nei mokor adin merugei mishas." He says, "The mokor is from a gemara in Bava Basra." Amar of Levi kodim kinyan mishchiv mirafil b'shabbos. He can make a kinyan with a shchiv mira. So a person is a big choila, and you can make a kinyan from him b'shabbos. Why? They start kinyan. Div shchimar k'suvim k'mesurim dami. In other words, we say by shchiv mirah, you don't have to make even a kinyan, because we want things to go as simple as possible. So that's what the Gemara says. Divrei shchiv mirah. In other words, normally, if you say something, it's not a kinyan. You're just saying something. You need a physical act. But for shchiv mirah, The Dvarim alone, Divrei Shchiv Mirah is K'ksuvim K'sumer Dami. The words of a Shchiv Mirah is like it's the verbal words is like a kinyan. Why? Because we don't want, because Shema Titarav Daito. Because we don't want the Shchiv Mirah to have to his mind be for bludgeoned. Right? So we're afraid that. So if we make things very simple, he won't have Tiruf Hadas. So he says, so the last word on the Kosev Bagos Oshri, Shom. The first word on Shom. The Shar Luskor Rats B'Shabes L'Shloach Harei Ovo Yaitam Shem B'Tarav Daito Olof. So he says the same idea, that if somebody's sending for a relative to come on Shabbos, so we don't want him to have a Tiruf Hadas, so he can come. Then he talks about the proctim, about the Shchiv Merah, about, you know, the Kinyan and that. Yeah. So he says, that here, in other words, is more kal, because you're getting a goy to do it. It's a shvus she'ebo maisa. So the guy is going to drive the wagon. So it could be like this. If it's a derabbanan that you have to do a maisa, like actually making a kinyan, so then we don't want you to do, for vishav hadas, we don't want you to do a maisa. But if it's a derabbanan that doesn't have a maisa, what's an example of that? That's Amir Lakum. Whenever you tell a guy to do it, then the Jew's not doing a Maisa. So then it's a Shvus She'ibah Maisa. Well, we call Mokum Shar Arima Lenochi the Shvus Lays Bay Maisa, Kad the Kaimel Bashabis, called over Shemo Sakana Omer Lenochi Vosa. And then there's a whole the three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch whether Yisrael could do a Derabbanan for a Chol Shemo Sakana. And he has a whole different opinions. So he says, that you should be able to do it with a guy. Yeah. So then he says, "Reisi the share b'sari." First word was "Reisi." Milavov sefer shalom meishiv. I think we'll have it in the package. Sheiter lechad milavov shenizvadol b'sham sheishto tokif la'alma betrukskavitz. There was a case where somebody got a telegram on Shabbos that their wife was deathly ill, and the shalom meishiv was mate sheyirkav al sus. He says, in other words, normally you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. That's a din de rabbanan, that you can't ride a horse on Shabbos because you might come to what? To pluck a, you know, to break a branch off. But he says that just like Nagos Ashri said, that you can send a relative to give Yishuv Hadas, Shavadai Tehena Ha'isha, Yovo Baila, for Safik Pekuch Nefesh Doshuk Shabbos. But he says that maybe that's only when it's wonder, when you're violating wonder rabbanan. Here, when you ride on the horse, you're doing two derabbanans. You're doing shvisas behemto. In other words, the behema is doing a malacha to carry you on the behema, and then you're violating the issur of riding on a horse. So maybe, who says you're allowed to violate two derabbanans? The gamishum shamish top line now on the left side in 21. Gamishum shamish mebalei chayim. V'shem yachtok zmora. V'afil b'yoshev b'koron. And even if you're going to be in a wagon, shein Yisrael molicho shorot ha'arash m'lhatir cholek ol v'toises. Yeah, v'gamishim. And there could be a sertchumen. So who says maybe you can violate one isur? Hagos Ashri was matir, but who says you can violate so many different isurim? And then he quotes the din of being shochet l'chola b'shabbos, right? So he says, and one of the reasons is because you give him an avela, he won't have yishuv hadas, right? That was one of the reasons we gave. That if you give him the veil, he won't have Yishuv Hadas because he'll be repelled. It's repulsive to him to have the nevela. Right? So maybe this should be mutter also. You can chazir she'tir b'shvil tzar ha'chola. Because you came hatir shvus b'shvil tzar ha'chola. But then he says, who pelad the hasim who alo mayri b'chol she'is b'sakana. So we're afraid that if you give him an avela, he's not going to like it, and it's going to be repulsive to him, and that's going to be a problem. And then he won't be able to eat it. Then it's going to be pikuach nefesh. In other words, he wants to say that you can't bring a raya. You can't say that the case of the nevela is because he's going to be repelled, and therefore he's not going to have yishuv hadas. No, it's so repulsive, he's not going to want to eat it. And then he'll die else because he didn't eat it. So there, it's real pikuach nefesh, not just yishuv hadas. It's repulsive, so he's not going to want to eat it. And then the case of the wife also, didn't say that the woman asked him to come. It just says that she would, he knows that she would, you know, be happy. So to go on a train is no big deal. That's not an issur d'oraisa. It's only tchumen. Right? So get on the train. You know? So he'll go. That it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So if we can permit an issur d'rabbanan. Or a friend can go on the train. You have to be somebody responsible to make this psak. Because then it'll just come to be a zilzul of Shabbos. But it's interesting that he only would want to be makel on the din d'rabbanan. Well, one could have said maybe, like, just, in other words, if you want to say, like, the other poskim that we saw before, that you can be madlik as haner. Like what we saw in the Beis Yehuda, you can be madlik as haner. And that's just for Yishuv Hadas. So, whereas he would, the Hari Besamim would never permit you to do a Daraisa. The question is, would anyone say, oh, let him drive the car himself and go to visit? That they're not permitting. The question is, would someone permit it if you hold like the Shita of Madlikim as haner? If you hold like the sheet of Madlikim Asaner, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, so therefore would we say so you could drive a car also? In other words, it's clear in the Hari Besamim that he only wanted to be Matir Adrabanan, right? And even a Adrabanan, it's only a Adrabanan that doesn't have a Maisa, right? He wanted to be Matir. But definitely not a Daraisa. But the question is, what about the other achronim that we saw? That are matir things just bishum, Yishuv Hadas. So let's see. So let's look now in the next sefer here. In the Mitzpeh Aryeh here, on page 22, now going on to page 23, where he's going to quote this Hari Besamim. He says, "Reisi on page 23, Kof Aleph. Reisi b'sefer Hari B'samim meharav agon of Bezdin Stanislav pishach hashabayi lav shliach mi'ben gilo ha'musukah sheyavo lav shachol omer sheish lo gagul." Right, that's the sort what we just saw. Vazeh sheyde ilahati rak shvus d'rabbanan. Right, that's what we saw. The Hari B'samim. He only matir shvus d'rabbanan v'lo chil d'raisa. So he says, "V'tama ala prima gadim sham shakosav techol pituach nevashari afilu devar Torah." He says the prima gadim seems to say that pikuach nefesh is mutter, even the derais obviously. So he's saying that maybe the prima gadim would be matir, but he's saying tir of das is not the same as pikuach nefesh. The chashash tir of das lo havi pikuach nefesh. Lo havi shah mashkosu save shol meshiv. That he permitted to. Shol meshiv was a big chiddush. That he permitted to go on a horse. And even that, that Hari Besomim didn't like. Because a horse is a Drabanon, but it could be multiple Drabanons, right? Well, there comes from a Chabra now, Tavar Zarhu Lomake, Dafil Rashbam, Shabatirim Liknos, Vishchiv Rasham, Shalotuav Daito, Haleke Elachad, Isura, Mashaykin, Baroche, Valgabi, Behema, it's Shvises Behemto, and it's Mechamim, Shabish Mishmah Balichayim. So it's a lot of Drabanons. So he says, Vian.
Bistos Behem is an Israelite, is an Israelite also, right?
Which one?
Bistos Behem and
Israelite. Right, right, yeah.
Not a
Hebrew deal of it. Yeah, so he says, Yan, Ki Hora, Halo Nogel, the Pikoch Nevis Dora Motsimod. For a pashta raw b'chol batei dim shem Yisrael hati b'kagav mutzol b'sharv samarti levar shem chaver hanal tov b'tarti. So he's now going to argue with the Hari Besomim. Again, the Hari Besomim said, if you need to go visit someone on Shabbos, you can have a goy. You go in the wagon, and the goy will take you. One derabon, but not a doraisa. So he says he thinks he made a mistake. The divrei tzaddik in the car, pir megadim v'shal meishiv, having pikuach nefesh v'shari afil chilul daraisa shriv v'kayomim. Why? Because he says madlikin lo asaner. Right, madlikin lo asaner. So if madlikin lo asaner is mutter, that's a chilul Shabbos. The Raisa. So now turn to page 24. So then he talks. We come welcome. He says, "You see, when it comes to the Shechiv Meira." So we could be matter because it's mominous. It's a question of mominous. So we can be matter certain things to make him happy. Maybe in the Rabbanan. But Dover Hanogel Gufo Shokola Mamash Shiva Allah Krovov Kmoava Aim Ubonim Abal O Ishak Dovish Shadita Shalom Krovalahim. His Pakas Hanefish Mamash Maria's Ponim. Right? The person's gonna have a tremendous simcha when he sees his relatives. Fubikal Pikoach Nefesh, and he gives you Psokim and Chumish. Kialkei Roisi Panecha Kiros Panei Elokim, but Tirtzeini. Or Panecha. All these things that say that you see someone's face, you light up. And he gives you all these different cases of the Gemara. And then he gives... he gives a Gemara in a Dharma, the next paragraph. Maisa v'talmid echad mitalmidi Rabbi Akiva shechala v'lo nichnusu talmid of Levakro, and Rabbi Akiva went, and he said, "Amalo Rabbi hichisani." He said, "You give me chias," and then Gemara says, based on that, kol shmi she'enu mevaker cholum ki ilu shovech domim. So he says there's no question that the first word in the line is Beis Shin Shin, B'shash. Means this, we don't have to procrastinate in the psak of this halacha. And you know what he says? Shemuter lebaila letzo afiul asus b'shabbos. He says there's no question that the Sholem Meshiv is right. The Hari Besomim says, no, you can't go in the sus. It's the Rabbanan, many Rabbanan. What are you talking about? We can even light the light for the choyla. And when you said that the women didn't say, He says, you know, he says, Shabakashas Aisha Shiyavu Baila Allah, and he omer the ain't Sarach Lavakashas Chola Klal. Oh, this kind of Klash Sarach Achol Yvakesh. Only Yadati have Mispale Echa Helim from Beis Yosef Shitas Harach Magid. What about the Magid Mishnah? Osim Kol Chalim Shabbos Chol Tzrochav. Right, if you hold like the Rav HaMagid, you can do everything. Even though it's not technically Pikuch Nefesh. Kev Dal Kopan Les Mat Tzorch Lachol, it's a Tzorch of the Choler to see his relatives. Right? Yeah, so certainly you can write in the sus. So then he writes, okay. You can even go out of the tchum, even the sus. Calls a hupasha to borrow. So if it's, you see like this, if Tirif Hadas is not Pikuach Nefesh, it still should be Mutter according to the Magid Mishnah. We started with the first year we had, it was Machlokas Rashi and the Magid Mishnah. Rashi says you can only Mechal Shabbos and Daraisas, things that are life and death. And the Magid Mishnah says Kol Tzorcho, right? We discussed that whole thing. So if you hold like the Magid Mishnah, he thinks that it could be that you could even go, you could even maybe drive a car. He doesn't speak about driving a car. He's talking about going with a sus. So we're choshish not to follow the Magid Mishnah. So we're not going to maybe do a Doraisa. But certainly a Darabonin, it should be okay. And especially according to those shitas that are matter, you know, what we saw in the Beis Yehuda, to just the light, the light should give Yishuv Hadas. So l'chore, that should be Yishuv Hadas. So l'chore, what he's saying is, if you hold from the shitas that you can do, you can mechal Shabbos with a daraisa for Yishuv Hadas, then the relatives could go, even if, I mean, they don't have cars there, so they're not going to speak about a car, but maybe even to drive a car. So not everyone holds that you can be mechal Shabbos for Yishuv Hadas, but at least in the Rabbanon you should be able to do. And the Hari Besamim didn't even want to be matar at the Rabbanon. He only wanted to be matar a drabon of Amir al-Akam when you're not doing a maisa. Right? And the Hari B'Samim was angry with the Sholem Meshiv that was matar Rochev al-Sus. So the base Ovi here says, of course you can be Rochev al-Sus. There's no Shaila. The only Shaila is maybe you could even do be in a car, drive a car. He doesn't speak about cars, but. And that's the Sholem Meshiv right here on the last page. He tells you the story there. And he says, here, Hinei, the second arrow. Hinei b'Shabbos, b'Shnas Taf, Reish Yud Gimel. Z'shalti b'Echad b'Pob Lvov, Shepolo Yediyev She'ishto Tokif Le'alma, B'Triskovitz. So this, his wife was very sick. Could you go there? So he said, Mutter. The Mutter l'shalech ratz b'shabes k'dei shalot titrav daito. Even to go on a horse. And that's the thing. And then the Hari Bisomi was angry with him. How can you be mater a horse? So he says, what are you talking about? Do you have a problem with a horse? It could be even a deraisa's mutter, but certainly a horse should be mutter. So that's the question. In other words, so to matter a deraisa, that's not so posh, because maybe that's a machlokes that you can do kol tzorche chola. Like on the weekday, the relatives will come and visit. So maybe on Shabbos they can drive a car to go visit. So that's the machlokas. Maybe if you don't hold like the Magen Mishnah, the only things that are life or death, that is not necessarily life or death. And the Hari Bisamin only wanted to be matir ad rabban and she'ein bo maisa. Like a goy do it. Let the goy ride the horse. But the Shola Meshiv and the Beis Avi say no. The Rabbanan is certainly mutter for the Chola, for Yishuv Hadas purposes. So that's this packet test is the discussion in Mutter Lachal Shabbos about Yisuvei Daito Shel Chola Besukin. Whereas again, he's a Chola Besukin. Whether you turn on the light, that was the first tshuva we did in the Beis Yehuda about turning on the light for the Chola. He says you can turn on the light, and he says don't wait. So imagine, he says you probably can wait a half an hour and Shabbos will be over. He says no, don't wait, do it right now. He was so confident on the Yishuv Hadas aspect. A fascinating discussion here in the poskim. Yeah, is he?
Is there a question whether the Yishuv Hadas is going to make it less painful, or it's actually going to extend someone's life?
Right, so he's not sure, but it's certainly just Yishuv Hadas, whatever that, it's definitely a positive thing. You have to go ask a psychiatrist or something, how that'll play a role, you know, but it definitely plays a role. And the question is, how much will we, so the minimalist was the Hari Bisamim, and then the others were much more, the Beis Yehuda was saying, you can light up the light, even though you don't need the light. And if we'll wait another half an hour, Shabbos will be over. So he says, no, don't wait. Light it right now. It's a Pella. So he was very, that could be part of the whole Magen Mishnah thing, etc. But Rav Goodman once said to me, if you hold the Pshat of the Magen Mishnah, there's only things that are really going to help the Refuah, then they're not. But that was the Chetch of Eifon said in the Magen Mishnah. But others learn the Magen Mishnah differently, that anything that's the things that you would do for him on Shabbos, on the weekday, you could do on Shabbos. So this is a fascinating discussion, this packet test, about the Yishuv Hadas of the Chola. And, yeah. Okay, everyone, so we'll take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to start the Parshas HaShavua Shir. Take a 2-minute break and Parshas HaShavua Shir, and then I'll wish everyone a good Shabbos.